And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 18th of September, 2010. It's the birthday of William March, who was born in Mobile, Alabama, 1893, a war hero in World War I, best known for his first and last novels, Company K and The Bad Seed. The Bad Seed came out in 1954, went on to become a bestseller. It was a very successful Broadway show and then a Warner Brothers movie. It's the birthday of the poet Alberto Alvaro Rios, born 1952, Nogales, Arizona, a border town. His books of poems include The Smallest Muscle in the Human Body. It was on this day in 1851, the first edition of the New York Times was published. The original name was the New York Daily Times, New York hyphenated. It cost 1 cent per copy. The founder and editor, Henry Jarvis Raymond. It's the birthday of Samuel Johnson, born in Lichfield, England, 1709. Samuel Johnson was 54 years old when he was visiting his friend Tom Davies' bookshop in London. He was in the back room and was introduced to a 23-year-old Scotsman named James Boswell, who'd been trying to meet Samuel Johnson for quite a while. Johnson was rather suspicious of Scottish people. He thought Boswell was annoying, but eventually they became good friends. And for years, Boswell kept notes on Johnson and what he said and his mannerisms and habits and how he looked, everything about him. In the meantime, Samuel Johnson had a great career. Publishers asked him to create a dictionary of the English language, and he said he would. The Académie Française had made a French dictionary, 40 scholars who took 40 years to do it. Johnson said he'd do the English language in just 3 years, though in fact it took him 7, but it came out in 1775 with more than 42,000 entries. It made him famous in his own day, but he's best remembered to us for the biography that James Boswell wrote about him. Life of Samuel Johnson, 1791, one of the first biographies to describe its subject as a whole person, not just as a catalog of achievements and events. And it's the birthday of the poet Paul Zimmer, born in Canton, Ohio, 1934. Growing up, he wanted to be a catcher for the Cleveland Indians. Drafted into the Army after high school, he was sent off to the Nevada desert to witness the atomic bomb tests. And there, he said, I discovered that I like to read, and I became fascinated by how poets use words. Here's a poem for today by Paul Zimmer. Lester tells of Wanda and the big snow. Some years back, I worked a strip mine out near Tylersburg. One day it starts to snow, and by 2, we got 3 feet. I says to the foreman, I'm going home. He says, ain't you staying till 5? I says, I got to see to my cows, not telling how Wanda was there at the house. By the time I make it home at 4, another foot is down, and it don't quit till it lays another. Wanda and me, for 3 whole days, seen no one else. We tunneled the drifts and slid right over the barbed wire, laughing at how our heartbeats melted the snow. After a time, the food was gone, and I thought I'd butcher a cow, but then it cleared, and the moon came up as sweet as an apple. Next morning, the plows got through. It made us sad. It don't snow like that no more. Too bad. Paul Zimmer's poem, Lester Tells of Wanda and the Big Snow, from his collection Crossing to Sunlight, Revisited, published by the University of Georgia Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at PoetryFound and by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.